Hi, everyone. This is Nick Forster. Welcome back to our weekly dive into the E-Town archives, where we revisit shows and excerpts and interviews and more from throughout our 27-year history here at E-Town. This week, we're looking back on a special show from all the way back in 1994, featuring our longtime friend, prolific singer, songwriter, Ben Harper. And it's really hard to put Ben's music into just one category. He has covered so much ground throughout his career. Helen and I recently went to see Ben down in Denver, along with fellow blues legend Charlie Musselwhite, another E-Town regular. And it was a great show, great band. Audience really was into it, and it was another example of Ben's curious and excellent musical curation throughout his career. Anyway, this specific excerpt we have here is from our 100th taping of E-Town. It's fun to listen back. Happy birthday, Ben Harper. Hope you enjoy this.
To invite out my friend, Leon Lewis Mobley. I usually tell this story before I play this song because they very much go hand in hand. I was at home one afternoon at about 3 or 4 in the day, which is not a time I'm usually at the house. So I turned on the television, hit the remote control, and it was the Geraldo Rivera show. So I panicked. And I started to turn the channel. And before I got a chance, they said, "Today on the Geraldo show, we will have women who've left their husbands for another woman." And what's the big deal? And what business is it of mine? You know, and I just really hope we are not so bored as a civilization, as a culture, as a species, an animal species walking on this planet. I hope we're not all so bored with our own sex lives that we can consider other people's sex lives our business. I mean, what, really now? I mean, and this is serious, and we don't walk the earth to judge. No one is a judge. People's personal lives, it's personal. So at any rate, this song is called "Mama's Got a Girlfriend Now, Boy." Papa, he left home today, says he ain't coming back again. Says he ain't gonna be nobody's second best, just 'cause mama's got a special kind of friend. Papa, he left home today, says he ain't coming back no more. Says he ain't gonna take no damn backseat, and how could mama do him so low? But mama's got a girlfriend now, boy. Mama's got a girlfriend now. Mama's got a girlfriend, yes, she's found a true friend. Mama's got a girlfriend now. You see, mama don't watch your football, and your beer drinking just won't do. You're just staying out late, and you're preaching the hate, and you never have been true. You see, mama, she wanted somebody who would let her be herself. So she's leaving you and your funky ways, 'cause she's found somebody else. And mama's got a girlfriend now, boy. Mama's got a girlfriend now. Mama's got a girlfriend, yeah, she's found a true friend. Mama's got a girlfriend now. He left home today, waving his hands and crying. You could tell by the sound and the tone in his voice that his heart was slowly dying. But mama said, "Boy, if I ever catch you here again, you ain't never gonna have nobody else, not a woman or a man." And mama's got a girlfriend now, boy. Mama's got a girlfriend now. Mama's got a girlfriend, yeah, she's found a true friend. Mama's got a girlfriend now. Mama's got a girlfriend now, boy. Mama's got a girlfriend now. Mama's got a girlfriend, yeah, she's found a true friend. Mama's got a girlfriend, yeah, she's got a true friend. Say what's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine too. So now you've got more than you can spend. But all of the money in this whole wide world is not gonna help you in the end. Now while there's still time to be saved, don't take that attitude to your grave. Might be too late for you, I'm afraid. Don't take that attitude.
I hear helicopters over my house every day, shining their lights and flying low. You treat a child like a criminal from the day that he is born, and you're gonna reap just what you sow. Now while there's still time to be saved, don't take that attitude to your whole grave. Might be too late for you, I'm afraid, so don't take that attitude to your grave. Don't you take it there. Now you can move your court case way across town. You can move it across this whole wide globe, but it ain't gonna help your court case up in the sky when you go to put on your white robe. So while there's still time to be saved, don't take that attitude to your might be too late for you, I'm afraid. So don't you, they don't want it there. Don't you take it there. And you dare the children to stay off of drugs, so I dare you to stop letting them in. And how dare you point your finger at a gang out on the street, while it's you who is committing the sin. Now while there's still time to be saved, don't take that into your grave. Might be too late for you, I'm afraid. Now don't you take that attitude to your grave. Don't you take.
Ben Harper is playing some pretty music on his Weisenborn acoustic guitar. Actually, a couple of friends of mine, Sally Van Meter and Jerry Douglas, both have Weisenborns. What's the secret? What's the deal with them? Do they? I know they have a hollow neck, which is kind of unusual.
That gives them their unique resonance, how they're hollow up the neck. And when you think that they're made in the 20s, the tree that produced the wood that produced the guitar dates back to about, you know, the 1800s or earlier. So the wood is as thoroughly dried out for the best resonance as the better sounding older guitars, and or Stradivarius for that matter, mm-hmm. with the aged spruce top and everything.
And that looks like koa wood.
Yeah, this is koa wood.
Hawaiian koa wood.
Yeah.
Was it made for the Hawaiian music craze in the 20s? Is that the whole thing?
That when it crossed into jazz, I think that's what is still not understood, is that he was a German-Jewish immigrant from a family of violin makers, and they are very similar to the violin in construction. And he's got the original patent for the hollow neck, and I don't know where he came up with the idea, but Hermann Weisenborn produced the greatest acoustic slide guitar I've found.
Now, I did just show you right before the show, I showed you my Silvertone.
Silvertone, yeah. Now, that's a bad little guitar.
Yeah, but it's not up there in the world of Weisenborns, I know. It was the best that Sears had to offer in 1940-something. But it's not made of coal wood.
Yo, no, but those little guitars sing, man. Those little Sears Roebuck and Silvertones and stuff, you know, it's more in the player anyway. You know, I mean, I love the sound I get out of these, but if I didn't have these, I'd be getting it out of a Sears guitar. You know,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. Let me ask you one more thing. In some interview I read, you talked about the palm trees that you like the palm trees in Southern California, and you call them the hands of God.
Oh, yeah, man.
Tell me about that.
If we respected the earth like trees did, we'd be all right, you know?
Yeah, except you wouldn't have your guitar. You wouldn't have your Weisenborn.
Oh, that's true, but see, like, man, my grandpa and I, we plant trees. Like, out in the front, we've planted 3 peach trees, a Chinese redwood, and 2 oaks. You just have to recultivate your natural resources, in which we are not doing.
Yeah.
You see, we're recultivating technology. How can you, technology. You know, people can walk up in space. I was just talking to a guy about this out back. But we can't walk on the streets safe at night. What kind of what good is technology? You know, the highest technological advancement we can make is unity. People want to overcomplicate equality. Why? I ask you, because we're all the same person. Everybody's focusing on their differences instead of similarities. And people are it's good to know where you come from, but you got to know where other people come from, because it's not that far where you come from.
You know, that sounds like the sort of constitution of E-Town, you know, what you're talking about.
Yeah, man. And God, I respect you guys. Radio's not much good to me besides this show. Really?
Wow. Play some more. Thank you for listening. This is Nick Forster. Join us next week, and we'll be back with more from the E-Town Archives.